Barbara, Barbara, last name Kureska. Date of birth is date of birth is Well, I don't see the date of birth on this piece of paper. That's terrible, right? Hang on, let me see. So she's 72 years old. Let's just start with that. Put today, yesterday's day, 3/25/25, and then put down, this is a 72-year-old woman with history of severe end-stage dementia, not aware of, not oriented to person, place, or time, was hospitalized earlier this month with aspiration pneumonia, gram-negative septicemia, hyperthyroidism, sepsis, history of dementia with behavioral issues, profound weight loss, decubitus ulcer, pneumocytic anemia, and malnutrition, and history of hypertension, period. In the paragraph, patient was noted to have changed in mental status and septic on arrival to the emergency room. She was hypothermic with severe hypotension requiring vasopressors and oxygen, period. In the paragraph, patient subsequently rallied and was also diagnosed with acute kidney injury and rhabdomyolysis. She was in ICU and with a right-sided pneumonia and was treated and released, period. Upon release to the group home, patient has now asked to be evaluated. Family and patient and the caretaker have asked for patient to be evaluated for end-of-life and palliative care because they do not want patient to be transferred back to the hospital by any means, period. Patient has severe protein calorie malnutrition, sacral ulcer stage 3. Patient has a history of smoking in the past, but she's not smoking at this time. Her medications include for her diagnosis, past medical surgical includes severe malnutrition, schizophrenia, end-stage dementia, Alzheimer type, adult failure to thrive, protein, calorie, malnutrition, gram-negative pneumonia, pneumocytic anemia, dementia with behavior issues, recent sepsis, dehydration, volume depletion, hypoxemia, acute kidney injury, hypernatremia, and non-traumatic rhabdomyolysis, period. Not much is known about patient's previous history, as except for was ascertained from the hospital records. Patient does not have a family, but except for power of attorney that makes certain health decisions, period. Medications are reviewed per nursing home, per group home sheet. Allergy, no recent, no allergies reported. Family history is not known. Patient will continue with sertraline, Zoloft, and Aricept, which probably could be discontinued since she has severe advanced dementia. Patient vaccination status is not known. surgical history, nothing, not known except for what was obtained from patient's records. On exam, her blood pressure is 90 over 60, pulse is 49%, O2 sat's 94%. Heart, tachycardic, or bradycardic, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen scaphoid, neck shows severe weight loss, oral mucosa dry, sacral decubitus ulcer on the right and left sacrum, 3 centimeters, stage 3, dressed at this time. The extremity shows severe, severe malnutrition and, severe protein count, severe weight, muscle loss. Patient is moving all four extremities. She's quite confused. She doesn't know where she is, who she is, or anything about her past. Hospital records and labs reviewed. Assessment, 72-year-old woman with advanced dementia, recent aspiration pneumonia, which is the hallmark of end-stage dementia. Patient caretaker and power of attorney have decided on palliative care, no further hospitalization. Patient also has sacral decubitus, which is unavoidable, weight loss, which is unavoidable, related to her multiple medical issues, especially her Alzheimer's dementia. History of distant smoking in the past, history of COPD, malnutrition, next number. Patient, of course, is ADL dependent, totally bedbound. She wears a diaper, of course. She eats very little. Her appetite's very little. She babbles without making any sense. And overall prognosis is quite poor given natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Patient's FAST score is seven, as in number seven, and D as in David. Okay, that's it. Thank you for this, Barbara.